On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Here we go. We do this thing one more time. Maddie Lang and Rob Christie on the other side of the table. How are you guys?
Cold.
Yep. Got a chill. Can't shake, man. That's how this goes.
All right.
That's a wrap.
Yep. Good talking to you. They sit in a warming embrace. One. They strip down and
Your body heat. Only way to up this bad boy.
So we are back from a fascinating Grey Cup. Before we get into it, thank you once again and one last time to our hashtag TCA Goes Gray week sponsors, Nita Beer Company, 190 Colonnade Road, www.nitabeer.com. They've been with us all week. They are with us right now as I enjoy a Lone Wolf McHale, one of their products. So big thanks to them, as always. www.tallcanaudio.com. You can find all our shows. And yeah, I don't know. What are we doing here? Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, @TallCanAudio on Twitter. Let's go. What the fuck, man? What a game.
How fun was that?
Well, for three quarters, it was a bit of a shit show, really, to be honest with you.
Well, the first quarter especially, it kind of looked like...
Is anybody going to complete a pass?
It was snowing like hell. The ball was clearly hard. It was cold out. And they just couldn't get much going, right? And you wondered, is this going to be one of those historic CFL games where it goes down as like a 9-3 kind of, game? But eventually, I think we'd all agree, Bo Levi figured it out first, got it going before the Argos did.
If you look at the end as they're flashing up the stats, time of possession dominated by Calgary.
Right.
I was surprised that Toronto seemed to somehow close the gap. Now, two
big plays, right?
100-yard plays, but they ended up with over 320 total yards, right? So, but still dominated. Total yards and time of possession dominated by...
At midway through the second quarter, Ricky Ray was 3-for-10 for 16 yards. That's not winning you a championship, right?
Or securing that Hall of Fame ballot.
Right. You don't retire on that like everybody's been maybe talking about all week. So I should say... We haven't seen any post-game coverage. I have no idea if he said that he will or won't retire. I'm sure that question was asked to him. So we have no idea any of that.
Because we were in the top corner of a blistering cold concrete blizzard slab of a stadium, right? Where, all right, exciting finish. Book it!
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
And we weren't the first ones to get out of there either.
Not close to the first ones to get out of there, but it wasn't bad. Empty dude, all right, onto the buses, and it moved along okay.
For sure it did.
One of the nice things of that style outdoor stadium, right, you can pretty much exit in a lot of different directions as opposed to being funneled through three doors in an arena.
And we were looking to shimmy down a drain pipe on the outside.
I was pretty sure that was going to end terribly for me, but I was willing to maybe take that hit for the team.
And Maddie and I doing this podcast on our own.
which means it never would have. They would have had a great conversation, but it never would have made its way to the internet.
This is true.
On maybe on Maddie's Facebook page or something that could have, in memoriam to Matt.
Oh, I think you're bouncing. Come on, man.
Hey, listen.
Land right on my ample behind.
I'm on an amend now on Tall Can, so
it
would have been online.
That's
one way or the other.
I'm one of the men.
Admin.
Oh, admin. Yeah. Okay.
Means he can publish little pictures and whatever until he wakes up tomorrow and I've revoked those privileges again.
I know he loves that too.
Yeah, for sure. To me, that was a there had been up until that fourth quarter march where Calgary is coming down towards where 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
When they make that huge gaffe, fumble the ball. That was the sixth fumble of the game, and it was the first one that resulted in a change of possession, which to me is absolutely wild because with the weather conditions being what they were, that's exactly what you would think, right? The ball's going to be bouncing all over the place. There's going to be crazy turnovers, and that didn't really happen. But when it finally did, oh, man, it was big, right?
Well, because at 24-16, which is what the score was, in Hamilton.
Fuck you, Hamilton.
Wow.
Calgary on the six, right? That game.
How many beers have you had today?
That game hit too many, man.
Fewer than the rest of us.
That game is over.
Oh, right? Man. That was it. That was the whole game. If they put that in, that's done, right? And instead, tie fucking game and shit gets real in a hurry, and all of a sudden, Bo Levi, right or wrong, I'm going to say right, is wearing that choker label once more, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's not even his fault, really. Unless you're thinking he's calling that the throw over the
right,
run.
Right.
But the pass was completed.
Yep.
And then Buddy put it on the ground.
Yep.
Oof. I hate to be that guy.
Well, and same thing.
Whoever that guy is.
When they
is.
Get marching later, right, on their last play of the game. Same thing. What are you doing there?
Like, yeah, that's to me, that was a, yeah.
Well, listen, we've talked about it at the game. We talked about it on the bus ride home. They went for the win.
And we also talked about with the crazy drunk glue sniffing guys under the bridge.
Well, oh my God.
Well, he played hockey with Stevie Y.
Mo LeMay, man. Forget about it. Mo LeMay. And then he said he broke Yzerman's leg.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
At some point, like, everybody's having a good time, right? You've just seen a hell of a football game. You've had a few beers. You're feeling good. You actually managed to roll out, hit one of those buses pretty quick. The night's going. And for some reason, when we went down those stairs and rolled into the trolls.
Honestly, it was like Alice down the wormhole, man.
Fuck.
You're just like, where am I?
And you can just tell it's that dart voice that's already had way too many to drink. And you're
yep.
gravity.
right? When he kept trying to talk in French. Bang.
And heroically, our Uber driver found us under the bridge.
Well, was this me, or did he speed in there, too? It felt like he felt like
downtown.
It's like he could feel our
angst.
Please.
Get me.
So that was all right. But, quite an experience to watch that. And I was saying on the march down the ramp, leaving the stadium, in terms of big events, I'm doing pretty good. Even if I haven't won them all, and I'm sure I'm not thinking of, but I've been to a Winter Classic now, Leafs win it in a shootout, been to a Centennial Classic, Leafs win it in overtime, been to GSP Condit, GSP wins that, been to this thing. I am no longer a hardcore Argo fan, but you pick a side before you show up, and, you know, as a GTA kid growing up, I still had an Argo jersey, whatever, and then you get into it, right? And I think even if I had showed up without having picked a side, the fact that they were down all night, you're kind of the underdog becomes the story, right? You're, oh my God, did I just see that? Are we about to?
You want to pull for them?
Are they
going to
choke again? Right? These storylines all start to creep in. You get into it.
Well, see, I was actually, I was anticipating there being less Argos fans.
Me too.
Than there was. Our section, I think, was probably stronger in Argos support.
Yep.
I found myself near the end of the game. Wishing the clock would continue to run.
It was cold.
That's because you forgot your gloves.
This is it.
Yeah.
And B.
Not his gloves, his mitts.
Yes, and they were.
His mindies.
I turned down the Skidoo gloves for and sort they were, of these wool mitts.
The great thing about Rob's mitts is that they're on a string normally attached to his winter jacket, but
yeah,
he left that.
Yeah, they stopped doing that because it was unsafe for kids. Kids hanging themselves with that string.
Oh my God. How badly do you have to have been messed up to... accidentally hang yourself with your mitten.
I was actually
pulling a bit at the end for Calgary solely based on the prediction that I made going, at least I'm going to get this right. And it looked pretty good for a bit there.
Sure.
And then wham. So
in the end, in terms of predictions, from us, and I can't remember all the ones from the recording we got from our friends of the show, I guess Maddie's closest on called for Toronto. I said it would be lower scoring than it ended up being if Toronto was going to have a chance.
But you said Nate called the last second field goal.
Yeah, but so it was that specific crazy long name who's he had it right down to the player whose name now Alamaru or something like that. Like it's not, the Argo kicker. He had seen it in the Yates Cup in the same building. Well, half of the same building. He was pretty close as well, but
so that guy Ahu,
sure,
Alawalu,
Sebastian Aho.
That's what I was going to say. Seabass, kick his ass, Seabass.
Yep.
Then he. I wonder if he gets the Shenley just as we're pushes Messam right out of the way.
It would have been nice to stick around for that, but it was too fucking cold.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't possibly have cared less, to be honest with you.
I'm with Matt.
Yeah.
Solidly there.
Yeah. Wait, dude. Our toes were about to freeze the fuck off.
And this is it. Clink. Oh, there it is.
As we, move forward, any other thoughts on the game before we kind of move towards the festival and the week that it's been?
Cold as shit.
It was cold, man.
Well, I just want to say, you know what?
Shania Twain.
First Grey Cup for all of us. It had to snow.
Hey. Our pizza's here. That was going to happen. We've been fucking around. We'll explain that to you in a minute, but...
It had to snow at some point, boys. It had to snow, and it was going to happen when we were at the game. That's all.
It's true.
So we will leave it there for a second while we pay the pizza dude, and we'll come back and give you a little more. So I make no apologies for that lack of professionalism whatsoever, as...
When
normally
a man's
it's a no phones on in here or no phones in here or whatever kind of thing, but we'd already struck out on a couple of attempts for food, so once the pizza thing rang, that was going to be allowed to happen. you know what? Hell of a Grey Cup, awesome experience. Glad I went, and similar to when we did Maddie and I had been to the Winter Classic. I'd want it to be cold. I'd want it to be snowy, right? If you're only going to do it once, it's rough, but that's Canadian football, man.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
It's just, if we're going to do that once, fucking let it snow. Let it be a snowstorm. We want it to be cold. We want our beers cold. Let's let it happen that way.
What do we think of Shania?
She looked like a great time in 1989.
Yeah, I should say, she looked like she came out of a white...
That's probably a little further back than I want to...
A little bit of a... Came out of a Whitesnake video is what it looked like to me.
That crimped hair?
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
And that crimped hair.
And she was rocking the... She was a solid, dark sort of brunette in the early 90s, and now she's got that sort of...
Yeah.
You know, it's probably gray, but now we're going for a dirty blonde-ish kind of thing, and you're like...
Well, what's hot right now in Switzerland where she's living?
Yes, well... And you were saying, and I wasn't getting the, but you were saying you were quite enjoying the rack. Am I right with that?
I don't know that he was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, if Shania's coming,
the
up
twain
to me,
is starting to wane. That's the
maybe with what the twins.
If she's coming up to me or any of us, there's no way any of us is saying no.
At some point, there's still a story to be told, right? Probably still have to.
You're
right?
Playing this tough. There's no way you're saying no.
It was all right. That same kind of thing that most of these acts do, where they'll give you the one to get you fired up, and then, hey, here's something from my new album that no one gives a shit about, and then they finish strong with, another hit. So
yeah, I thought she was always accused of not being a great singer. That's why you didn't see her live a lot. The music was so loud, it was totally drowning her out.
Right.
Right. And so I'm not sure if that's intentional. I thought it, I was underwhelmed by the halftime show.
It was fun. It was a fun little CFL show, man.
Okay.
Well, we had the Biebs a couple of years ago play the CFL show. We've had... distinguished Marianas Trench played the Carly Rae Jepsen has played
Black Eyed Peas.
That might have all been those three. I just mentioned the same halftime show.
Same time, right? Was that the 100th?
Yeah, that might have been the one.
But the Black Eyed Peas.
That was a big get because normally they like to go Canadian, right? And so that was a.
I think Fergie Peter Pants intentionally in that show.
Speaking of things Maddie's into. Yes.
Trimmed hair and pee in your pants.
Yeah.
Highlights from the festival itself. We touched on this a little bit last night, but, you know, thoughts on the festival and how that all shook out. It was clearly a huge hit in town.
For sure. I was loving Ryderville.
You definitely did love Ryderville.
Yeah.
If anybody's got us on
Rob was feeling
the TCA Facebook page and the Twitter page, you can see Rob dancing as much as you want.
Not
all
as much
the
as
time.
You want. There's never enough.
All the
yeah,
time.
Come on, man. It is this gift that just keeps.
If you want to see Rob dance,
hey,
dance
look
music.
At this guy, this gift talk.
Just keep just rolling.
Yeah. I gotta say the highlight to me was actually the Argo Shipyard party. Only because
you're high, man.
Oh
no, it was great.
Okay,
hold up, 1 second.
Hold up. Hey,
I feel like that should be my entrance every time I'm on the show. But
you wish.
Yeah. I do way actually.
Less but it's got to be. It's got to be way more high voice.
Right. Hey, hold up. It's only because they came out and it was a 3 or 4 hour party. We didn't expect much from them.
Yep.
We showed up fairly early in the night.
So low expectations is what you're saying.
And you know what? It was a fucking party.
Okay.
It was a good time. You had a good time.
I did. No, it's true. I'm just saying to me, it paled in comparison to Ryderville.
I'm so, like, I enjoyed Ryderville as well. But it you've been talking about when we bring up parties, when we talk about Ryderville as this, Ryderville was a glorified nightclub in a barn. And that does not seem like your scene at all. But once we were in there, you were giving her, right? Like,
I think I'd had
yeah,
more than enough to drink.
Here's what happened. You had so much fun.
Luongo, Brodeur were the two goalies. I don't remember who the third was. Would have been pre-Flurry, pre-Ward. Sakic, Iginla, Lemieux were all on that. Like, it's a long time ago. When you start thinking about the last World Cup in 2004 and Sakic, Lemieux, and Iginla was your top line, that's a long time ago, man. So, interesting that J-Bo was on that team. I'm going to run it back down. If you can think anybody else at Tall Can Audio on Twitter who was on both teams, I'm going to take a look just out of interest. I hadn't really thought about this ahead of time. But he was on that team. I think he's probably the only Canada holdover who's been 12 years still kicking. Anyway, not the point. What was my point? Oh. So Hockey Canada rewards loyalty. That's fair. But there's a more sinister side, if you want to use that word. And I do. Doug Armstrong is the general manager of Team Canada. He is also the general manager of the St. Louis Blues. And
look at the macro view.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, defensive side of the game, really coming around. Way fewer chances. The Kings get one goal on us, 7 goals on the Leafs. Awesome. Right? So that's, now maybe there was nothing left in the holster. I got no
fired
idea.
Fired all our bullets.
We're all tired, man. That's a lot of goals. Eyes are slightly blurry from the red light. Yeah, I get it. But, yeah, if you can continue to develop on the defensive side and then to add the offensive
not a
side.
Lot of youth there.
No, but they're not old.
No, but I don't know if it's – I mean, I guess you still got a couple of weeks in terms of totally filling out that system, right, and get – but it's not like some teams where you're looking, you know, if we can grow into being a better defensive, you know, there's a lot of 26 plus kind of.
Yep. Yeah. Not a lot of 30 plus guys, though.
No, it's true.
Right. And so to me, the lineup is still youngish.
Yep.
Right. To me, the real concern on that is, what do you have in terms of prospects? And we don't have, you know, they're very high on Thomas Chabot, who's going to go and likely captain the Canadian World Junior squad this year.
Yeah.
They have White, his first name is Colin White, who's at the University of Boston.
Are you sure? Because Colin White's the one I was thinking of, but he's an old New Jersey Devils.
Right. Guy. No, and I'm, if it's not, it's Ian White.
Ian's one that's sticking out to me.
Right. But because
I don't know. So
it's Colin White. I'm almost positive.
Okay.
And then you have in Windsor, Jeff, coach of the 67s.
Brown.
Jeff Brown, yeah. Right? So in terms of – that's what's in the pipe, right? In terms of – and to me, those smack of Curtis Lazar, those smack of good fringe second-line guys, third-line guys. Now, you know what? Brown – I think has a great opportunity. It's a big guy. He's huge.
That was the guy they traded up to get. Is that not?
Yep.
Yeah, this year's draft.
They moved up to get. And he's ripping it up in Windsor right now as a 19-year-old.
Well, he's going to have to be something. Because to me, when I look at Ottawa in terms of what they have, it's pretty deep, but it's a lot of second line.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Well, and man.
Broussard and Turris and Spezza, Ryan.
And Spezza, that's what we've had.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of...
Yeah.
Spets and Healy, everything else is, since then, it's like forever Ottawa has Mike Fisher. You go, man, he is a hell of a third line guy that you're trying to force into a second line role.
Right.
Right. We have a bunch of second line guys that we're trying to cram right into a first line role. And so to me, as I'm wringing my hands at our second place in the Atlantic Division,
you don't expect that to be where they finish. I know you in our
I don't
in our preseason
put them preview, right on the cusp.
You had them, yeah, right around there, but probably getting in, but right around the.
Right.
I think anyone expected Florida to be as bad as they've been to start.
I drafted Roberto Luongo as one of my goalies.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I
think my 1-2-1 record speaks for itself.
Before we move on, then maybe it goes without saying, based on what you've said, the attendance has been terrible. Is that a
winning or hope? You got to be selling one of those two.
Yeah. Well, you're second place. I guess you could be selling winning.
Yeah. You know what?
As long as no one believes it's winning, then
we've beat the Leafs. We've beat Arizona. We've beat Carolina. We've beat Vancouver twice. We've beat Edmonton, whatever that's worth to anybody.
We don't know yet.
Right, we don't.
Yeah.
And so all I'm saying is our strength of schedule.
Yeah.
Now we beat Montreal.
It's probably going to turn around. Well,
right? We beat the Kings, but the Kings have been
up and down,
right?
I can tell you one place they were way up.
Yeah, well. And so to me,
I was way down.
Our schedule has not been super tough.
Right.
Right? We haven't played, we haven't seen anybody who's at the cream of the. We lost to Tampa, right? They rolled through town and blasted us.
Yeah.
Right? 5-2. So
at some point you're going to see the Rangers and the Penguins and
yeah, the Rangers don't scare me at all. Well, honestly, like to me, they're going to fade as well.
Okay,
right. I think we both had them on the cusp of the Metro Division
third. I think,
and
I
so
them, yeah.
to me, yeah, I think
they've been lighting it up though.
Yeah, man. And I think that's it's Zibanejad.
Zibad's
got 11 points over there, whereas Broussard has one goal here.
Whoops.
Yeah. No. Exactly. That's how's that going? Right. So, but to me. And you know what? All those people who said the Flyers are going to be great, right? Check back with Tall Can Sports who said
half,
no.
Half said.
Okay. Check back with Rob Sticks.
I had
said
them at
those guys.
Fifth or fourth. I had them higher.
When you have a D like that and goaltending like that, you're garbage.
I was enjoying watching the Leafs' big comeback against them on Friday night and then remembering.
Thank you very much, Steve Mason.
I was on the record as saying they would be better than Steve Mason.
Well, and you know what? And not that I'm a genius, but to me that's what I said. Who do
I
they
agree,
have in net?
Not that you're a genius. Morgan Riley getting shots taken at him and getting speared, right? And some of these young guys, he actually put a target on our young guys heading out to Vancouver in a couple of weeks by running over one of their rookies. So he's not doing his thing. Ben Smith is a guy they picked up on waivers. He's been a disaster. I'm not a big fancy stat guy, but one of them that makes a lot of sense to me is possession. Possession, he has 38%, he has a 38% possession statistic, meaning when he is on the ice, his team has the puck 38% of the time. That's not very good. You want to be right around 50 at worst, right? Obviously, if you're over 50, your team has the puck more often than the opponent, you're doing okay. You can't be in the 30s and be a defensive guy. You can't, like, he's just not working. He's never going to score for you. He's not defending for you. He's not grinding at the other end because he never has the puck. So you have these pieces. You've picked up Zaitsev, which was a good move. You have added Marner, and you've added Matthews and Nylander, and they're going really well, or at least as well as... You also lied to your players, and now you're trying to make them look like the bad guys, and every person that I've spoken to about this so far sees right through it. Just another fucking check on Bettman's resume of hot garbage. Hey, Sydney, I know you want to go to the Olympics. Can you also go to Helsinki? What? No. I don't think I want to do that. Here's the beauty of it. Because Ovechkin, just like before Sochi, where it made sense. Before Sochi, before those Olympics in Russia, Ovechkin told the NHL, I don't care if you go. I'm going. And I would have loved to have seen how that played out. The exact same thing's happened now. He said he's going again. And all of these guys, if they wanted to, could. Like, really look at the names you're looking at here. There's some guys that are going to play for Latvia, right? Like, Zemgus Girgensons is going to get in trouble. Some of the Germans are going to get in trouble. But Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Henrik Lundqvist and Erik Karlsson, they jump on planes and go to the Olympics. And when they get back, what's going to happen? That team going to suspend all their best players? Absolutely, that's what they should do. Those guys would all be in breach of contract. But you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. Those guys up and left for 2 weeks. And when they came back, your answer is, okay, you're going to sit for another 2 weeks? Not a chance. Every single one of those teams will fold. It's ridiculous to think anything otherwise. Because their own financial well-being depends on it. Now, I'm not saying Crosby's going to do that. A lot of these guys are good soldiers. But they could if they wanted to. And Ovechkin would. He will. I hope he does. I'll be cheering for him. The league would be powerless to stop them. You're in breach of contract. Yeah, I am. What do you want to do? Should I go home for another week or two? Rest up from the Olympics? It was tough. You guys are good without me? Okay. Stupid, man. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see them go, yeah, you know what? If you don't want to cancel games for those 2 weeks, that's up to you. I'm gone. So, that's probably about it on this topic. Like I said, I'll throw the New York Post article up from Larry Brooks on our website and on our Facebook page. It's an interesting situation, and it really paints the NHL in a bad light once again, which really isn't all that uncommon at this point, is it? So, we'll try and be back. Like I said, we'll see if we can get Nate Sager on here this week on to Talkan Sports to break down the Grey Cup. And we'll try and have a couple other things for you as well throughout the week as we go. I'll try to be healthy by then. Otherwise, have yourselves a great week, and thanks for listening to Unforced Errors, and we will see you down the road.
This one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.